Today's gospel comes from the first part of the sixth chapter of John, which is the famous chapter which speaks a lot about the Eucharist. In particular, in today's passage of the feeding of the 5,000 and the miracle of the multiplication of loaves, there's all sorts of symbolism and images which are pointing back to the past to show that Jesus is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, but also prefigurations looking forward to the Eucharistic banquet of the sacred Mass. And so in today's homily, I would just like to go over four different parts of this symbolism which are pointing back with references to the past, but also looking forward to what is to come. In the first place, today's passage has all sorts of hidden allusions to Moses and the Israelites in the desert. We read that Jesus withdrew and went up to a mountain. There was a large crowd of people who were around him. They were there in a deserted place and they were hungry. We're also told that the Passover is near, all of which is pointing back to the Israelites in the desert when they were grumbling with hunger and Moses, praying to God, fed them with manna from heaven. And so too here we're going to see that Jesus is going to provide for them the food which they need to eat. And part of the image that the evangelist is pointing to is to say, Jesus is in the lineage and the fulfillment of the great prophets of the Old Testament. And of course, we know Jesus is not only the great prophet, but he's going to be something even more. He's the fulfillment of all the prophets. The second image from today's passage, which is somewhat hidden and could be easily glossed over, is where we read that Jesus had them recline, and then we're told a little detail that there was a great deal of grass in that place. And while for us that may not have a particular significance, but for a first century Jew, it certainly would have been a hearkening back to the 23rd Psalm, where we read, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. He shall make me recline, and he shall lie me down in green pastures." And it's the Gospel of John which precisely points to Jesus as being the Good Shepherd. Once again, he is going to feed his sheep, but it's not only going to be with an earthly food, it's going ultimately to be pointing to something even more. The third interesting feature of today's passage are the different numbers that are involved, all of which have some significance. The two fish would be a symbol of the prophets and the wisdom literature of the Old Testament, and the five loaves is a clear allusion to the Torah, the five books of the Pentateuch. In other words, we're going to be taking God's revelation from the Old Testament as transmitted through the law, the prophets, and the wisdom literature. Jesus is going to take it, he's going to bless it, which is going to be a sign that he is the fulfillment of everything from the Old Testament. And in this consummate revelation of God in Jesus Christ, it is then going to be carried forward by the 12 apostles who are the foundation stones of the church. And for that reason, we're told there are 12 wicker baskets of leftovers remaining. So here again, we see the transmission of revelation from Jesus to the apostles and down to us in our day. And fourthly and finally is the Eucharistic prefigurement that we can perceive in today's passage. It is very significant that we're told Jesus takes the bread, he blesses it, he breaks it, and he distributes it to the people who are there waiting to be fed. And while in this case, in the miracle, the feeding of the loaves, it is going to be feeding their bodily hunger, ultimately, later in the sixth chapter of John, we're going to see that much more importantly, Jesus is the Good Shepherd who feeds our spiritual hunger, that he himself becomes the bread of life who is going to satisfy the longing of our souls for heaven and for eternal life. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let us give thanks to God for this great gift of Jesus, who is the fulfillment of the law, the prophets, of everything from the Old Testament, and for the great gift that we have received of Jesus in the Eucharist, that he truly is the bread of life, who leads us to green pastures and who feeds us there with the heavenly bread. Amen.